Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, I ain't even going there like that, but that was a good fight. I mean, that was a great fight. Definitely, Laura is the better boxer. By far, he's the better boxer. But I was just saying that dude, them later rounds, that's when he turns it up. And his pressure, you see Laura after that, he was exhausted. Man, that nigga's too big. I'm saying Laura's definitely the better boxer. He showed that. But dude is too big, man. He just keeps coming and coming. They even said it. They said if he wasn't to knock them down, you hear me? Yo. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
They're saying even if dude wasn't to knock Laura down, they said they was going to have a majority draw.
It was a draw. No knockdowners. Yo, that's it. Yo, Laura boxes, fuck, man, he's fucking trash. All that wild shit thrown on top of over. He just long. He was thrown on top of Laura's head. Man, he's trash. I mean, I'll gladly pay you for that. He's trash. That dude has no boxing skill. He's just a big guy. He's trash. And it's not because I had Laura pick. That dude is trash. He's trash. And Laura was putting paws all over him. I don't give a fuck if he cleans out the division. Gerald Swift Hurd is a trash ass boxer. He's trash.
That's just his style of boxing.
He's the fucking, you know what he is to me? He's the 2018 fucking Paul Williams. You're trash. You're just a big guy. You know what I mean? You're trash. Laura was box. Man, if that knockdown didn't happen, Laura wins that fight.
No, they said they had a majority draw.
Man, it doesn't matter. Laura wins that fight. Laura was boxing his ears off, man. Boxing his fucking ears off.
Didn't I just tell you? I said Laura was a better boxer.
He boxed his ears off. So what are we judging? Are you a boxing fan? Or do you just like with the judges? The Laura boxed his ears off with the exception of the knockout. He boxed his ears off. If Laura would have did what Floyd did, like the motherfuckers are throwing shit and he just did that, shake his hand like, nah, that shit ain't landing. You know what I'm saying? Because none of that shit was landing.
If it wouldn't land, his face wouldn't have been as
man,
rough.
Man, that was the end. That was the end when it was a headbutt or something like that, man. Laura was boxing his ears off, man.
I can't tell you enough he's the better boxer, but I'm just saying.
So what are you a fan of? Then you need to go to the UFC with Christian and them. Because that's the thing. We're talking about boxing here. Hitting not good
hey,
hit.
Folks, there's a lot of good boxers, but when them dudes like her put the pressure on them, that's what happens. They end up winning the fight because of the last.
He's trash. He's trash.
He ain't got a good trainer.
He's no boxer. He is trash. He's trash.
If he's trash, he beat
he's
Laura.
He's trash. He didn't beat with a knockdown. Like that was a flash, and you see, Lord came back.
There was no flash
Lord,
knockdown.
Hold on, the Lord come back, in a cut, throw mega punches. So therefore, he left. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
You have to give me the benefit of the doubt. You don't know shit about boxing. The sport of boxing is hit and not getting hit. This motherfucking big motherfucker comes in here, and this guy was dancing, boxing his guy's ears off.
And that nigga never budged 1 minute. He never
fuck
budged.
Out of here.
That
fuck
nigga
out of here.
Was a rock one
fuck
time.
Out of here. Listen.
That
If he fights anybody his size, I would never follow Gerald Hearn. He's trash. He's a trash-ass boxer. He should do Muay Thai or some shit like that. Like all the overhand punches, he's so long. That's what Laura was complaining about. He's so long, you're hitting him on the back of the head. He's trash. And I'm not because I lost the bet. He's just a trash-ass boxer.
Man.
I'm not a fan. He'll never make me a fan. He's trash. He is a trash-ass boxer.
Look, that's his style of fighting. You can't knock somebody for the way they fight.
Listen, fighting and boxing is two different
things.
I'm talking about boxing.
Let me ask you this question. Can I ask you a question?
You did.
Now, do you think that stuff that Hearn does is worse than Porter? Hell no.
I don't give a fuck about Sean Porter. Do I follow Sean Porter as a boxer?
No, but what I'm saying
first of all,
is
first
his
of all,
style
first of all,
worse than Porter's?
Let's be clear here. Don't try to trap me. You know what I like.
You don't try to trap me. I ain't trying to trap you. I'm just asking you, is his style worse than Porter? No.
First of all, you know what style of boxing I like. Hit and not get hit. That's my style. All that wild shit, people throwing fucking punches and all that shit, I like hit and not get hit.
Okay. That nigga wasn't working Laura's body at all. He wasn't doing that. Even the commentator is like, he's tearing his body up. That's what he does.
Listen, Laura was outboxing him. Everything I looked at Laura, and anything you looked at Laura, all that shit, a lot of that shit wasn't even landed. The only thing I need Laura to do was do that Floyd shit and shake his head and say, no, that shit ain't landing. Because then that shit wasn't landing. It wasn't even landing.
Listen, I just told you, Laura is definitely the better boxer. Laura's probably the best boxer in that division.
Man.
All I was saying was that's dude's style of fighting towards the 6, 7, 8 rounds.
Okay.
He puts the push on you.
He's trash. He's a trash fighter.
I tell you what.
He's a good endurance guy. He's trash. He's trash.
All right. Well,
he's trash. I've never been a big fan of his. He's trash. And I mean, Laura was boxing his head off. If that knockdown didn't happen, it was a draw. Whatever. I say Laura had him up by 2 rounds, but he boxed his head off. He boxed his head off the first fucking 2 rounds. The first 4 rounds. And continued to box his head off. Come on. This guy's just a big guy. We're talking boxing here. Not big guys. Just because this guy was bigger. He won just... If this guy came in here... You won, dude. You won. But this guy's trash. Not because he beat my number 2 fighter. It's because he's just trash. I would never watch a Gerald Swift Hearn fight again. Never.
You don't have to. He's trash.
He's trash. And then Charlo would pop his chain because he's a younger guy. And I'm not going to say Laura's old, but he's a younger guy. And, you know, he has that. He's that more bigger. Laura's 30-something years old. Charlo would pop his chain. Charlo will pop his chain.
Well, you just have to see.
Charlo will pop his chain. It'll pop his chain.
Like I said, I wasn't arguing that Lord, as far as boxing skills, yeah, he bob boxed him. But what I'm trying to tell you, all I was saying, that's the type of fight the dude does. In the later rounds, he puts
man,
the pressure on.
That's not a strategy.
You can tell that's a strategy.
Did Mike Tyson ever use that strategy?
Everybody ain't Mike Tyson.
How come he just didn't run? If that's the case, you run out. man, get the fuck out of here. Laura was boxing his ears off. And if that knockdown did not happen, box his fucking ears off. See, that's the difference between you guys and boxing.
You guys did it. We agree
like
on a lot of
stuff. No, you don't like boxing. You like brutal knockouts. You like brutal knockouts. You don't like to watch the sweet science. You like the brutal fucking knockouts and all that shit. We watch that fight again and we'll see where fucking Hurd land. He didn't land shit until later.
Okay.
And that thing was from a headbutt. And they said it. And the cut was from a headbutt. So it wasn't from a shot.
Oh, that was from punches all day, y'all.
Man, get the fuck out
of here. If you say it, Laura boxed his ears off, okay? Okay, I agree, Laura was the better boxer. How come the judges didn't see it that way? They had a 114-113. They were saying if he didn't knock him down, it would have been a majority draw.
Listen, I'm saying I lost the bet, okay?
I'm not even worried about that.
I lost the bet. But Laura boxed his ears off, okay? Jarrell Swift Hurd, did not land nothing. He didn't land shit. Laura was blocking all that shit. He hit him with some good body punches. But, man, come on, man. Who landed the cleaner punches?
Laura. I told you that.
Okay. All right.
Laura's face wouldn't even be jacked up.
That's all I'm saying.
Both his eyes were swelled shut.
Okay.
So that means you're telling me he didn't land no punches.
Hey,
apparently,
but
he was landing some heavy chops.
Hey, but
if his eye was jacked, both his eyes was nodded
up. Dog, I can punch you in the eye right now and you get a fucking swollen eye. Does that mean it was effective?
Come on, dog.
Does it mean it's effective? It's effective? All right, me at 155 pounds, you probably, I don't know, 230-something. I punch you in the eye. I give you a black eye. Is that going to be effective for real? Is that effective for real?
You're missing the whole concept.
No, I'm not.
You're saying he wouldn't land the punches. I'm saying both his eyes will swell shut.
Hold tight. Hold on. Hold on.
So he had to be landing something if his eyes are shut. Your eyes don't get swelled up for just running around in the ring.
Hold on, dog. Because my whole thing about it is this. That doesn't mean, like, you can hit, I can hit you clean right now on some sucker punch shit and give you a black eye and you whoop the shit out of me after the fact. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that you won the fight? That I won the fight?
No, nobody said that. I said, you're saying he didn't land no punches. I'm saying he had to have landed some punches if both his eyes was knotted up. That's all I was saying.
Goodbye.
Play out the same way every time.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. Jarrell Swift is trash. He has no boxing skills, no nothing. He's just like Wilder, even though I like Wilder and you know I like him. But they don't have no boxing skills. And you have somebody with a great boxing skills, he's the fuck out of here. Jarrell Swift is trash. And I don't care who he beats. He will never beat anybody off of boxing skill.
He's not a boxer. He's a brawler.
So therefore, he's no boxer. He will never beat nobody off of boxing skill. If he didn't, again, you just think, If he didn't get that knockdown, Laura boxed his fucking ears off. And you said it yourself that Laura's the better boxer.
I said that.
Boxed his fucking ears off.
The Showtime people had it, a majority draw.
I don't give a fuck about Showtime. Where did you have it? Laura was winning that motherfucking fight until that goddamn knockdown.
I thought it was gonna be. To me, it could have went either way, but I could have seen it a draw. I definitely could have seen it a draw.
Laura won that fucking fight. Listen, man, you gotta see. That's what the thing about it, you guys. You like them brawling guys that just throw like they just throw punches and shit.
If that was the case, I wouldn't have liked Floyd Mayweather.
Well, you just like Floyd. You just don't even really like Floyd, really. Y'all just like him because he's marketed that way. Y'all don't
know.
Floyd had
the best defense ever.
Let's stop. Stop it.
What you going to say? Sweet Peas was better?
No.
Who was better than Floyd? Defense-wise.
I'm going to let you
talk. From 10, 20 years now, Floyd Mayweather will be talking the same way. His defense was probably the best ever. Ever. You know, even when he was coming up. His defense is nasty, yo. You couldn't hit that nigga. Whose defense is better than Floyd Mayweather's? You can't name nobody that's better than Floyd.
All right. You're a Floyd fan. You're a fan of hit and not get hit.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that. But I'm not saying, I gave you that. I said, Laura's the better boxer by far. He showed it. I'm just saying that's dude style of fighting.
Dude is trash. It's not boxing. Well, he boxes. He knows how to box, but that's trash. What skill did he use?
I said a dog, but that's his fighting. That's what he does,
he's
man.
Trash. Well, his
last,
style of fighting is
the
trash.
The last part of the fight, he wears him down, and he ends up getting a knockout or a knockdown like he did tonight.
If he didn't get that knockdown, he would have the one not fight.
And I tell you what, if there would have been more time in there, he would have knocked Laura out.
All right. Who landed the cleaner punches?
Laura did. By far.
What did Swift Hurd do with the exception of the knockdown in the fight? With the exception of pressure. He showed no skill. He was all that wild shit and
He was
that's not a fighting style.
If that's the way somebody fights, how can you knock them for the way they fight? If it ain't
because it's boxing,
fix it.
Listen, that man is trash.
Even if you listen to the commentators, they say
I would tell
he turns it up. In
I
seventh,
do
eighth,
not
ninth,
give a
round.
Fuck. Listen. If he would have got that knockdown, then it would have been sucking Laura's dick. Laura, he powered through this with the bigger guy. Get the fuck out of here. Man, that guy is trash. He's trash. According to me, that's the Canelo fight to me. Man, that guy is trash.
Trash.
I'm going to knock it because they don't like that style of fighting. You say tomato, I say tomato. I don't like that style of fighting. I think he's trash, and I would never root for him in a fight.
You might think he's trash, but there might be a dozen other people saying
he's trash. I like boxing, and you should appreciate boxing. From a guy that plays chess.
You don't think
I do? You should appreciate boxing. You know what I mean? Like I don't even know how to play chess. You're a guy that you know how to play chess. I'm a checkers guy.
No, but
you know about strategy and setting traps. Gerald Clifford is trash.
I'm gonna say it like this: his defense ain't the greatest, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Anybody with power would have knocked him the fuck out.
And Lord got power.
No, he don't. He got pop, not power. He got enough to keep you honest. But when a guy comes in there 180 pounds, he's trash.
Listen.
I will never, ruined everything I love. I bet you I won't even watch that fight.
I don't know why not.
Because he's so trash to me. And not because I lost the bet. He's just trash to me. He's just trash.
Hey, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You can't knock a person for what they do. Yeah. I mean, that's his style of fight.
He's trash.
If you look at Hearn's fights, yo, he doesn't win the first couple rounds.
He is trash. What type of boxing skill does he have except being a big guy and putting on pressure to guys? That's it. There's no skill. He's never catched no jabs. He doesn't have great combination. He has nothing but a big guy that puts on. Tell me a skill.
You're saying he don't have no skill at all.
Tell me a skill that he has.
Yo, the nigga can jab when he wants to.
Yeah, when he wants to? Well, shit, I can fuck beyond 10, 15 minutes if I want to.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I want to do it.
Well, listen, Lars definitely the better boxer. All I was saying,
What is his skill? Except being bigger than the bigger guys at 54, you know what I'm saying? Just being a bigger guy. That's it.
They came in, they both weighed the same.
No, they didn't. At the weigh-in.
So you're just saying as far as height, he's bigger. Because weight-wise, they're the same.
Man,
they came in the same.
Listen, you said it yourself that Swift Heard's a big motherfucker.
He is.
So when they hydrated, you don't think he was in there 180 and Laura was probably in there 160 and Laura was still grabbing him up and pushing him around. Man, that dude he has one strategy to outweigh you guys.
Listen,
he's
another guy that can put hands on him like that besides
man,
Laura.
His shit is the white outweigh you guys. I'll come here bigger than you guys, and therefore, y'all win the first rounds. And I'm going to chill. And I'll come back on some strong shit because I'm bigger than y'all. And then it's going, man, he's trash.
Trash.
Get the W. Hey, I bet you I will never watch a fight. I will never be a fan of him.
You don't have to be a fan of him.
It doesn't matter. I'm not a believer. I'm not a believer. He's trash. I tell you like this. He's trash.
He beat Austin Trout the same way.
Trash. Not at all skilled him. He has no boxing skills. It's just out fucking working somebody. That's his thing. Out working somebody. I like boxing. You know what I'm saying?
I like boxing. As long as he got the W,
man,
that's all that counts.
I know. And that's what it is. I like boxing, though. He has no skill. He's just going to be the bigger guy fighting these guys until he moves up and gets knocked the fuck out.
He won't get knocked out because
he will.
Got a chin.
Triple G will knock him the fuck out.
Triple G will not knock him
Triple
out.
Triple G will knock him the fuck out.
No way.
Yes, he will. Triple G will knock him the fuck out. Only why he stays at 54 because he's so fucking big. None of them guys got some pop for him. Man, he moves up to 60. He gets knocked the fuck out by Triple G.
Okay, well.
I'm not impressed. Dude, I will never watch a fight of him again.
Well, don't watch it.
Not because he beat Laura, because he just trash.
There's a lot of trash boxers. My trash. Trash. You watch him fight.
No, because he was fighting Floyd.
You ain't never watching Maidana fight for
Yes, I did.
That.
Yes. I don't think Maidana's trash. I like his style.
Whose style?
I like Maidana.
You like Maidana's style?
I like Maidana.
I like her.
Her's trash.
Maidana's trash then, too. Because if you're going to say that, Maidana really ain't got no
kids. Maidana, you can't even talk about Maidana because he's retired. So you can't, he's not even in the conversation.
But you're Maidana ain't got no skill.
He's not in the conversation.
You're
talking about a retired boxer.
Listen, it don't matter. Did Maidana have skills?
Yes, against Adrian Broner. You didn't ask me. Did he outbox Adrian Broner? He absolutely did.
Yeah.
He was catching shit.
Broner's out of 47.
You cannot change your narrative, sir.
Broner's out of 47? You know that. He's 40. In between.
Listen. Did Maidana outbox Broner? He absolutely. All right. How about this? If you want to go back with it, look at fucking Marquez and fucking not Marquez, but come on, what's my guy's name? Come on.
Margarita.
Did
Margarita outbox
No.
You?
Relax. No, let's go back. Whoa. Who's the guy that beat the shit out of Prince Nassim Ahmed? I forget.
You know.
Come on. Fuck. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Marquez. Okay, that wasn't even Marquez.
Barrera.
But listen, let's go with Marquez. Brawler, but still a boxer.
Yeah, because he's a counter puncher.
No. Brawler, but still a boxer. Jared Silverford is trash. I'm not impressed. I mean, even actually, you know, hey, I just go out there and I'll put it locally. I'll put it out there in the ethernet. Jared Silverford, yeah, you want to fight, but I'm just not impressed. I'm just not impressed with Jared Silverford. I'm sorry. Yeah, you were in a fight, but I'm just not impressed.
I understand that, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why? If that's all that dude is, if you don't think he could be a better boxer, if he has the right type of training.
I am not impressed.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, okay,
Jared Silverford is fucking Paul Williams. Sorry, guys.
Listen. Send me some links like you do. Can you send me some of them boxing links and see what they say?
I don't care what they say.
Well, send me some of their links so I can hear what they got to say. That's all you do. That's all you got to do. Send me some links. That's all. I know you got a couple. What's the boy? That 7-8. What's all the other ones?
Hold on. Let me get my Twitter. Swiftbird is a Paul Williams 2013. That's it.
Paul Williams Paul Williams would box you though. He would say he swung more than her though. He threw a combination. He threw combinations. You got to say Paul Williams threw combinations though. He threw combinations. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, dog. It ain't like he just did it this time. All his fights are like that. When it gets to the later round,
I just put the pressure on him. That's all. And he started landing his shots. If he wasn't landing those shots, Lawrence, both his eyes wouldn't be as closed up shut dang there. They were dang near shut. So he had to be doing something, right?
Listen, I'm not a sore loser. I'm just unimpressed with listen.
I mean, they had Charlo talking after the fight. He said some stuff. He said Herd don't want to see him. He said it.
I'm not a sore.
But we'll see. I'm just saying that dude, that's his style of fighting. When they get to the later round, he start putting the pressure on, he start weighing you down. And that's what he does. He wears you down, he either knock you out or he get a knockdown, one of the two. That's what he does, dog. You can't knock nobody for their style of fighting. That's how they fight. Lawrence probably the best pure boxer in the game. You say it yourself. You know he's nice with his hands. So Lauren would have made anybody look stupid, not just
him. He made him look stupid the first four or five rounds.
Okay, dude, and then?
Dude never showed no boxing skills, man. He's not a boxer. He's just a big guy throwing fucking a whole bunch of punches.
You can't knock nobody for their style of fighting. That's
I don't give a fuck. I like pure boxers, man. Wiggles. You know what I'm saying? Wiggles. I like hit, not get hit, man. So all that wild shit when you just throwing punches at people's arms and that shit don't be landing.
Oh, dog, he wasn't throwing in his arm. He was throwing
man.
In his body. He was throwing uppercuts.
Lord was standing there in the cut with that dude. He was standing in the pocket.
Yeah, for the first five, six rounds. Then
he was standing in the pocket until the last round, until he got caught. If he would have just danced what he did with Canelo, it would have been a draw.
No, he probably would have lost.
If he would have danced, because he was hitting. You admitted that Lord landed the clean, effective punches.
I guess he did. But what I'm trying to tell you...
So again, the fucking knockdown, if there was no knockdown, Herb wouldn't even been talking about shit.
They said it would have been a majority draw.
You don't know shit about boxing. What's the sport of boxing? What is boxing?
I know what boxing is.
What is it? Tell me what boxing is.
What, hit and not get hit.
Okay, so when we say who landed the clean, effective punches, you just said Laura. With the exception of a knockdown, the Laura won the fucking fight.
Listen to me. A lot of the rounds in the later rounds were close, but I've seen Herd putting the pressure on him.
You just retracted your statement. You said Laura.
I see her putting the pressure on him. Even if you thought Laura won, the rounds, they could have went either way.
You said that Laura landed the clean and effective punches. This changed your narrative. So,
I'm not changing anything.
I'm on your side. Just change the narrative and say, you know what? If it wasn't for the knockdown, Laura would have won that fight. Just say that. That's the only thing I'm trying to get out of you and say, Laura would have won that fight without the knockdown because he landed the cleaner, effective punches. He landed more cleaner. Her was just doing like smother him and he would just do a lot of shit. Yeah, he put a pressure on, but it wasn't effective. I was Floyd. I mean, Lord would have did shit like Floyd did and said, nah, this shit ain't hitting. Because he wasn't hitting him. Could you just say to the fact that, if it wasn't for the knockdown, he wouldn't have won?
Listen, if you just would... Now, if you want to go there like that, if it wasn't for the knockdown, I could have seen it going to Laura, but I could also see it being a draw as well.
Okay. But she still admitted that Laura landed the
winner. Because if you look at the cards, they had her winning 114. Every judge had her winning 114, 113.
I don't care about the judge. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't care about the judges. Because
but that's
judge...
what they get paid to do. That's what they get paid to do. They all had
okay.
it 114, 113. So you take away the knockdown,
all
it's
right.
a majority draw.
All right, so you want to go with the judges, okay? You're not going to go by what you've seen. You're going to go by what the judges, the same judges that had Canelo Floyd a draw. So that's what you're going to do?
That's what you're going to do?
I'm going to tell you, you just said yourself that fucking Laura landed the cleaner effective punches, and only thing her just did was that he was just the aggressor. He just bring the pressure, and he got the knockdown. That's it.
I've seen the tides turning in the later rounds, though, for
the
her.
The tides turning.
I see them changing for her because he was putting more pressure. He was coming out there.
Pressure. No boxing skills.
He was tearing his body up, yo. He was banging the heck out of his body.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here, dude.
Watch the fight again, yo.
Dog, you can't do it to me.
Watch the fight again. That's all you got to do. Watch it again.
No, dude, you told me yourself. I just got it out of you.
Watch the fight again.
I just got it out of you. I don't have to.
Watch the fight again. But the judge.
I don't have to.
The judges,
I don't have to.
Listen, they said it would have been a majority draw if he didn't get the knockdown because they all had it 114-113.
No, I don't go about that. I talk about what you said in your mouth and what you said out your mouth.
Out your mouth.
That Laura was the he landed the clear effective shots. You know what I'm saying? And only thing her did was bring pressure and pretty much throw a bunch of shots that didn't land. And if it wasn't for that fucking knockdown, Laura would have probably won the fight.
We don't know that. You don't know what's the judge.
You can't say that. And you're using the judges, and we don't go by judges. Dog, you're wrong.
I could have seen that fight being a draw. No, I had
a draw with the knockdown myself. When I listened to this card, I said, well, he got knocked down. This is going to be a draw. It ain't going to matter.
That was a good fight. There wasn't nothing bad about that fight. That was a good fight.
I didn't like the decision. I didn't like the decision. I think it should have been a draw, or Laura would have pulled it off by one. I think he boxed his ears off the first five rounds. He boxed his fucking ears off. He boxed his ears off with the Cuban style of boxing. Moved them around. Dude couldn't do nothing but throw pressure. That was his whole game plan.
But you gotta understand, dog.
I don't give a fuck, man. Laura was hitting him with uppercuts, shifting. Was giving him that work, man.
When?
Except the knockdown. And like the later rounds, Laura put hands on him the whole fucking fight, damn near, except for like two rounds. Like, Laura was shifting, and he was, man, dog, admit, the first five rounds, you didn't want me on the phone because Laura was giving him that work. And you know it. You didn't even want me to call. I said, I ain't going to call my bro. Because you know Laura's giving him that work. He was shifting. Man, come on, man. You don't know shit about boxing. Y'all like brawls. That's why I forget I'll be talking to you.
Y'all like that Tyson shit.
I don't
care what you got.
Y'all like that Tyson shit.
I don't know.
Only why y'all like Floyd because he talks shit. Because y'all don't like his style of boxing. Y'all like his style of, y'all don't know shit about boxing. Y'all like that brawl shit. Y'all like that Mike Tyson shit. Go in the room and knock a motherfucker out.
Y'all
like shit about motherfuckers setting traps and all that shit. Y'all know shit about boxing.
Listen, I know a lot about boxing. My thing is this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I can see if that's what Jared Hurd does all his fights, though. It ain't like he just did it to Laura. He does it all his fights are like
so
that.
Is that a good skill?
Huh?
Is that skill to tire a motherfucker out and let you hit me with everything, and then I'll just come on the late rounds later and just fucking overwhelm you?
Hey, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'm not rocking. The sport of boxing is hit and not get hit. And fucking Laura run out of fight.
Laura,
no knockdown. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what the thing is about judges and the new judges, because they don't know shit about fucking boxing. They don't know the skill. They go about this Mike Tyson shit. You go in there, you get knocked out, and that's a good fucking fight. They don't know the skill. Boxing is hit and not get hit.
That was a good fight, regardless of what the turnout was.
Well, whatever.
Even if Hurd lost,
I don't know shit about
a good fight. Even if Hurd would have lost, it still was a good fight.
Hurd should have lost that fight. He's trash.
Well, he said he'd rematch him. He'd give him a rematch.
Oh, my goodness. He'll get boxers' ears off again.
Same result happened.
Yeah.
Same result.
Yeah. And what I say, I called that. Yeah, if he do it, if he knock Laura out, it's going to be late.
And he didn't knock him out, but he
it's going to be late.
I understand.
You can't do it, man.
You can't knock.
Nigga, how about this? When's the last time you fought? You ain't had a fight. If John runs up on you right now, he might have you winded. If you don't hit him with the one hitter quitter, because he's younger, and he might say, you know what, I might even be able to eat a pimp shot, man. But there ain't no skill. I'm all about the skill. Gerald Swift Hurd is trash.
Hey, can you send me some of them links?
What links?
Idiot, you know the good links. You know what you want people
with. Fuck with
huh?
You already got it. 7-8, Dante.
Yeah, send me Dante. I know.
Well,
he,
no,
I
you
know
go to go on to the site. You do it yourself. I ain't gotta do it. Just go to YouTube. 7-8's my guy. I fuck with 7-8, Ego, Boxing, 7-8.
Man, it's Ego, Dante, and 7-8.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call you right back. I'll call you right back.
And we're going to sign off on this note. But shout out to all the boxers. Let me see if I can get a lot of people on the phone since the show was rocking. Shit. It's trash.